Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon us all. I'm your announcer, Imam Earl Sadiq, and you're listening to Religion Means Alive. Our host is Imam Alfred of Alfred Muhammad Ministries. Every Sunday from 3 to 5, Religion Means Alive. This week's subject will be business, business, business. One of the great presidents of the United States of America, Mr. Truman, said that the business of America is business. So you'll know right, we're right in tune with the logic of the day. So I want you to sit back, lean back, but not too far, because we have to think forward. As I bring to our subject our beloved Imam and leader, Imam Alfred Muhammad of Alfred Muhammad Ministries.
Peace be on our honorable listening audience, and once again, happy Mother's Day. We have had some technical problems beyond our control with Blog Talk Radio, and we apologize for the disconnection. I ask you all to forgive us and be patient with us as we continue our broadcast. Well, someone in the studio just remarked to me, Brother Deep Shackle, said, once we have our minds back, I'm kind of paraphrasing him, and use our imagination, we will grow to have technology, we will grow to have wealth. Remember, Mr. The founder of Facebook, he didn't even finish college. The founder of Microsoft didn't finish college. But he had his own independent mind, his own imagination, his own free spirit, and his sense of entitlement as a human being, his sense of responsibility as a human being. And he came up with Microsoft, and he has $78 billion. The same with Warren Buffett. The same God that put the sun, the moon, and stars up, the same God that created you, has put in your own nature, Mother Nature, your human nature, the ability and the possibilities for exploring everything that's in the material world and reshaping your material world. Well, you know, we haven't put enough value on our human possibility. We haven't put enough value on our human nature. The human mind can go out. It can go out to space. The human mind can go out and imagine and look into things and explore things, explore the moon, explore all the planets, and come back. We don't want to be space rangers. We don't want to be people who go out into space and look for things but not to come back. We want that vision to go out as far as it can go, but come back where it brings life back to our neighbors and create jobs for our men. Yes, for our men, because we create jobs for our men, we will be able to develop healthy family life. Look, if a man can make $65 an hour, he'll stay and develop his family. So that's why it's so important that we take up the task and not get deviated. Not deviated from the idea of being men. See, we can look at these episodes, and we can see these bad things happening to us. And we can see people shooting our children. We can see law enforcement killing our senior citizens. And we're pained. But we can never put our focus on casualties. We have to put our focus on life. And how we put our focus on life is we say each day we work collectively to improve our lives. If we work collectively to improve our lives, we won't have the risk, or we will minimize the risk of others harming us. So the false leaders, the false pharaoh, the magicians make us think that we have mass demonstrations for grievances, that's going to change our situation. No, what's going to change our situation if we have mass protestation against our own selves for not taking on more responsibility, for the failing to understand what America is. When America says in its constitution, its preamble that is, the pursuit of happiness, they're not talking about the pursuit of going to a park and going on a roller coaster. They're not talking about the pursuit of pleasure, to have pleasures with your wife or husband. America is saying to us that the pursuit of happiness is the right to ownership, because in many lands, they didn't even have the right to property. They used to have landlords, and people could only be a serf. But the people that founded America, they wanted the right to ownership. And until our people get through our heads, drill through that slave mind, that you have a responsibility to ownership. You have a responsibility to property. And what are some of the psychological blocks why we mistreat property, misuse property? Imam W. Dean Muhammad said, because we have been property. And it's a fact. Why is it that when you go to a McDonald's or Burger King in our neighborhood, you find the toilet stopped up? Somebody put three rolls of toilet paper down the toilet. That's anger. That's anger that we don't own that Burger King. That's anger that we don't own that McDonald's. We go out into the store and we stuff our pockets with a whole pile of tissues and ketchup, taking it home. That's destruction. That's a destructive urge that is being fed because our leaders have not addressed our souls. What is the problem with our soul? W. Du Bois wrote a book called The Souls of Black Folk. It is that our souls are enslaved. And we have to speak to our soul. We have to be able to talk to ourselves. Just as God says in the Quran to tell us, say, I'm a free man of the city. And if you accept to be a free man of the city, a free man of this place, of the country, then you would say, I'm going to make jobs for myself. I'm going to be responsible for the material life for myself. I'm not going to find a way to use my brain to hustle people. I'm not going to use my brain to go into the courts and find a way not to pay the rent. I'm not going to go into courts and find a way to steal something from somebody. And we have some geniuses out here that have become mad geniuses. And they have mad geniuses because instead of going it the right way, they have to come with their hat turned backwards on their head as a sign that their brain is turned backwards. And they're going to gangster it all. They're going to thug it all. But they're not going to go through the right door. We can go through the right door. Don't let anybody tell you that you need to believe that the only way you can get it in America is to be a crook. Let the crooks be the crooks, but let us be right and understand that the right-minded people, it's very true. I know what J. Paul Getty said. He said, a meek shall inherit the earth. He said, but not his mineral rights. But Mr. Getty, from the grave, I tell you that you are a liar. The meek will inherit the earth, the righteous will inherit the earth, and you can go back in the grave with all the rest of your corrupt mind, and we will inherit the mineral rights. That's God has given it to us. It's an inalienable right. You have nothing to say about this. This is Almighty God speaking to an ex-slave, and through the ex-slave we tell that the earth belongs to the righteous, and God inspired us to understand that we are to fight for our righteous claim, because we will be asked on the day of judgment for that claim. God's going to ask us, what did you do with your share? Oh, I smoked mine up. I potted mine up. I wasted my time. Oh, I was a mechanic, but I didn't do anything with it. I was too busy drinking wine. I was too busy hanging out with my friends. I was too busy being popular. It's sickening to see grown men 60 years of age with a hat turned backwards, with his sneakers rolled, with a pair of 16-year-old sneakers. This is how we need to address our people. We need volunteer shaping halls. You know, you go to other communities, you see the Latino just got off the boat, can't speak English. He said, can you work in? He can't even put the grammar together, but he knows that he has to work to support his children. He has to send that money back to El Salvador. He has to send that money back to support his family. He left his home. He left his comfortability to come to this land called America that he believed is paid with gold. And you believe it's not paid with gold because you've accepted you are to be a slave. You have accepted that you would be at the bottom. And I say to you, we have no longer accept this. We have to accept the responsibility to be owners in America, to have our pursuit of happiness so we can have our own meals. We can have our own suburbs. As far as the eye can see, it is nothing but land owned by us. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad meant when he said, we need some of this earth that we can call our own, and you have to buy it. And we're not broke. That's the first thing we need to know. And we can build our own theaters and entertain our own selves. Huh? We don't have to have, I'm not disrespecting anybody, we don't have to have a transvestite as an image for us. A man has to dress up in a woman's clothes in order to be a movie star. No, we don't have to have that. Oscar Michaud was making movies in the 20s when our people were suffering from deep oppression. He was making movies. Huh? When Hollywood came out, he started making movies. They had theaters for African-American people where they were watching their own movies. So there's business to be made, even in the entertainment field. We have carpenters. We have brickmakers. We have iron workers. We have concrete people. Build your own stadiums. Have your own basketball teams, your own football teams. Have your own entertainment. Produce your own tapes and records and DVDs. I think there's a brother now coming out with a movie from our community. It's called Red Bowtie. He didn't wait for MGM to produce a movie for him. He didn't wait for Bollywood. Next thing you have Negroes protesting the Indians. Why they ain't got no Negroes in an Indian movie? Make your own movies. Stand up. That's why I need your support to send donations to P.O. Box 56, New York City, 10113. Post Office Box 56, New York City, 10113. So this summer, we can get on the back of a truck and go to every neighborhood. There are probably 120 neighborhoods in New York and New Jersey. We would like to cover those neighborhoods. We know many of our people are not going to come out. But we want to go on the back of a truck and lecture to our people and call them to a campaign to develop their own soul, to accept their own responsibility for developing business life, to obligate themselves. And not only that, we want to address the social psychological blocks. Because I know African-American people. I've been one all my life. And I know we want business. That's all we talk about. We want life. But we have to find out what's blocking us. You go to a psychiatrist and say, the psychiatrist asks you, why do you have a fear of getting on a plane? He has to go back. And the fear we have is that we don't believe that we should own anything. We believe that we should have alligator shoes made by somebody else. We don't believe that we can go and catch our own alligators and make our own alligator shoes. We don't believe that we can have a cow, kill the cow, and make our own shoes. I heard one African-American say, the white man won't let you do it. White man ain't got no, he's not God. Even though many of us believe in our subconscious, he is God. That's why we have to say he's not God. That's why it said, we're told in the Quran to say out loud, say. These things are so powerful that God tells you to say it out loud. You can't say it privately. Say that God is one, that he's eternal. He neither gives birth and he neither is born. And he's eternal. Why? God wants you to say that outright. And then there's another verse in the Quran where it tells you to say outright. Don't talk, don't whisper it, don't say it in private. Say out loud. Quote with order. The Arabic word, the letter. It's a strong letter. Kaf. Kosel. That I seek refuge in the Lord from the whisperer. See, all these little boys who were whispering, nigga, you know you ain't nothing. Nigga, you know you ain't supposed to have that job. Nigga, you know you ain't got no business opening up business. I was in a business for years with African American, brilliant African American. We all worked in a business called the for-profit school business, proprietary school businesses. And I'm not going to name any of them because I don't want to advertise for them. And since they're not paying me to work for them, I'm not going to give them any free commercials. But some of the brightest African-Americans I've ever seen, But I could see their bodies visibly getting shaken and nervous when you said, why don't we do this for ourselves? They can't even conceive it. But because that's the whisper of the plantation, the whisper of the Satan that tells him that he should own everything and him and his cohort should own things, but we should not own. The whisper that comes from his family, from his own wife, from his own friend, to tell him, man, you better get you a job. I know an African-American that went to one of his family members and asked for the money. The family member had money. She read the business plan. She said, it's a great business plan. It's a great idea you have. She said, now what you should really do is go back to that job. Why did she say that? Because she still believes that the white man is God. Imam Muhammad said one of the cruelest things the white man did to us was to free us and then give us his image as God, breaking his own laws that tell him that there should not make any graven image of anything in the heavens, of no man, nobody. But they give you the image. So in your subconscious, what are you doing with those subconscious ideas? If you don't talk back to them and then go to hell, you slave master, every time that slave master speaks to you and tell you, you better not pick up that wrench and work for anybody. Huh? I respect a particular ethnic group. They'll open up a little shop in the back of an alley and repair cars and repair tires for their dignity. That's what African-American men have to do. And you mothers, as a part of your Mother's Day responsibility, make your sons and encourage your men. Don't make your men. Don't try to be a man. Don't go toe-to-toe with the man. That's not your nature. But encourage your young boys to have a vision for ownership, to have a vision for being an industrialist. Tell your son you're just as good as Mr. Zuckerberg, who came out with Facebook that now will have $15 billion before you're 30 years of age. Huh? You can do the same thing. And in our mosques, we would expect in our mosques and our churches to tell our people that God says in the Quran, you for the Muslim, say he found the prophet in need and he enriched him. He didn't just give him his riz or his provision. He enriched him, made him a wealthy man. And that's what the Bible tells us too. It said, let the weak say I'm strong, and let the poor say I'm rich. Right? This is powerful, inspiring messages. We don't have to go to Anthony Robbins to be inspired. We should be inspired by God. We should be inspired to go to the our well-to-do African-Americans and tell them you made $32 million, you should be looking to make $32 billion so you can help more and more African-Americans out. Not wearing some stupid gold chain around your neck, not running a chinchilla coat with three pieces of diamonds in it. This is the kind of silly way that they feed our appetite. And there's the devil in the background feeding that rotten appetite, feeding that deprivation, because they know that African-Americans have come from bad homes, hungry. So he goes to a place and spend $25 just to buy a steak. Oh, well, not $250 steak and eat a piece of it. Man, I just had that steak, man. You know what? Kind I didn't have none. Get a toothpick in his mouth. Man, I want that damn toothpick. Give me a gold toothpick. This is the soul of African Americans from deprivation. And meanwhile, the powerful laugh at us. And they say, okay, he has $32 million, and 2 years he won't have anything. And guess what? You'll see that same rich, used-to-be-rich sports figure in Las Vegas somewhere selling ashtrays or drugs or using drugs or living in a shelter telling people what he used to be. Why? Because that person didn't believe he deserved it anyway. So if you don't believe you deserve something, you're going to do everything in your power to destroy. And you have to tell yourself daily. We have to tell ourselves as a group daily that I'm an owner. God has given me a responsibility. And you need to be the mirror to your brother. Brother, you know you ain't got no business wasting that kind of money. What are you doing that? I knew a brother with Ralph, he's gone on now. He told a brother, brother going to a restaurant, he ordered a whole bunch of food. He said, put that food back. You know, you may think that's bad, but that was good. The man was wasting money. The same, in order to impress his friends, he ordered something. He probably had just enough for it. He would have had a credit card, or he might have been taking an advance on the Social Security check. Do you know that happened to people? Did you know that there are entertainers that are making $500,000 a month that are having advance on their salaries for 3 and 4 years? Most of the NBA players are advanced in 3 years ahead. That's deprivation. How can I, as a decent human being, allow my people to go into this kind of condition and don't say anything? Now, how do we do that? You have to be able to lift me up so I can reach them. So I won't be like the other leaders who buy $1,000 suits and throw them away. I know leaders right now buy $1,000 suits, handmade shoes, and give them away just to be seen and get on a jet plane, come this place, and you know what the sad thing? This particular leader would charter a jet. He didn't even have enough sense to even buy a jet. Now, I wouldn't think you should waste poor people's money with jets. There are several of these big-time preachers. They have jets. No, I can't object to them having jets if they need to travel. But I think it would be very, I would feel more comfortable if they had a congregation of wealthy people. I can understand a Billy Graham that's supported by business people having his own jet. But I don't know why you don't say why Reverend Sorensen or Reverend Hoopenhollen should have it. Reverend Hoopenhollen is the pastor of a bunch of poor people that are giving their last money so they can march down the aisle to be seen. He has a Lamborghini. He's living somewhere with a Bentley and a gated community, and his people need gates around their own community to prevent thieves and robbers from taking advantage of poor Miss Lily Jones and giving her a welfare check so she can be seen and have vicarious living through her pastor. This is real. This is the sickness that has come upon our people. And the only way to dispel that is to have leaders like Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, to have leaders like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to have leaders like Imam Debbie Dean Muhammad, to have leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King, who talked against this stuff, who talked against waste. Yes. What's going to happen to your grandchildren? Will they be begging some other group? You know, this Caucasian American, I feel sorry for him. He's had a good run. But there are others waiting to take his place. And guess what? They don't have even the capacity of others. You think these other people, that the Caucasian was hard on you. These people know nothing of you. It's in Scripture. There will rise a king that knew not Joseph. Joseph represents an oppressed people who had an opportunity. And if we don't do anything with those opportunities, we will be deserving of slavery. And we will get it. But if Almighty God has inspired a group of us, those who are listening to this broadcast, and many others similarly situated, we're going to come together and we're going to share this freedom space, and we're going to prepare our children to not only lead us out of this morass, out of this quagmire, we're going to lead America out of this quagmire. Because frankly speaking, I haven't seen anything in America as leaders, and I pray for them, that tells me that they have any hope for themselves or others. So I say America should look to its slave quarters. America should look to us, and you should look to yourselves. Those of you who are conscious, and let's build an economy in this society. I thank Almighty God that the car industry has not disappeared from America. But I know the paper industry is gone. I know that the lumber industry, this country has an abundant lumber. The lumber is shipped overseas and processed by other people. Isn't that a shame? America, the land that used to make glass, doesn't make glass anymore. America, the land that used to make steel, doesn't make steel anymore. The city that was the capital of a motor capital is now in a receivership, Detroit, Michigan. We, as a part of this ministry, are going to spend a lot of time in Detroit. We're going to revive Detroit. And we think somebody should be able to produce a low-cost car. If the Indians can do it, why can't the African-Americans do it? A low-cost car that befits the needs of the average person that can get 200 miles a gallon. But we can't waste time with a bunch of rap music. We can't waste time on how to shake our behinds. We can't waste our time on how to shoot a ball. Let's put our mind and our focus on technology. Let's put our minds on mathematics. Let's put our mind, first of all, on being a competitive force. Most of all, let's put our mind on being a human being and give back the slave master his slave mind. Stop the slave master's mind into the ground and be resurrected as a new people.
Thank you, Brother Imam Alfred of Alfred Muhammad Ministries. For those who tune in late, you've missed so much, but there's so much to go on. This is Religion Means Alive, every Sunday from 3 to 5, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Since December of 2011 and ongoing until the new year, Religion Means Alive. Our Declaration of Independence says that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We as an African-American community should pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of economics. He spoke earlier about the three F's. Family, faith, and finance. That's where we need to be, brothers and sisters, and through family, faith, and finance. As he said, most of the industries have left America. One of the major growth industries in America today is, guess what? You know what it is, gambling. But we can't afford gambling. We have to work hard to maintain our self-identity. We must produce businesses for ourselves. It's no big thing. Why am I saying that? All we have to do is what? Think. The great industries of the past and the great industries of the future, all they are doing is thinking for themselves and their kind. That's our responsibility. We can't ask nobody to continue to do for us the things that we should be doing for self. Religion Means Alive, coined by Imam Wadiful Din Muhammad, to do what? Remake the world. And how do we remake the world? We remake the self. We must remake the self into an economic entity. As I said earlier, President Truman said that the business of America is business. We cannot go to that extreme. But we must think in terms of producing businesses for ourselves. So for those who tune in late, it's all right. We're here now. We're going to bring back to you our beloved minister or slash imam, Alfred Muhammad of Alfred Muhammad Ministries, every Sunday from 3 to 5, Religion Means Alive. We're going to open up the phones later to area code 805-727-7013. Let me repeat that. Area code 805-727-7013. Not now, but the board is lit up. It's lit up, but we want to study. The imam is on a roll right now. We don't want to stop that roll. So once again, let me bring before you our beloved imam. So sit back, lean back, but not too far, because we must all think forward. Imam Alfred of Alfred Muhammad Ministries.
Thank you, Brother Imam Earl. And I happily accept the title to be minister. You know, I believe there's only one imam that's been in America, and we haven't established him firmly enough in our minds. So I accept to be minister. I know that being an imam is just an honorary title for us. We haven't earned that. Because an imam, the first imam was Abraham. And then he was a father. He's called a father. Why is he a father? Because he is the one that was responsible for being the father of rational life, where religion and rationality came together. As our other father was Abraham. I mean, Adam. Adam was a father. An industrialist. He was an industrialist. He was a man that was given names to things, put names on things. God told him to tell them their names. So he was a father. He had the power of the intellect, an industrialist. So we're required by our two fathers to be industrialists and understanding this in the right way. Abraham was also told to be the imam. And an imam was responsible not for prayers, not for fasting. He was responsible for the whole life. So when we talk about religion, we're talking about all the life. That means the imam should be a man that, if he's not responsible personally, he should be definitely pushing education. He definitely should be pushing business. He definitely should be pushing culture. You know, our young people are dying from cultural death because our business people won't come together and develop nice halls. Imam Muhammad has called for roller skating reigns to be in our community. We want community life. In fact, the theme of this year's convention, last year's convention, we're still in that theme, is Al-Islam obligates us to build communities. We are obligated, not something that we should think about, not something we should feel, not something that is elective. We are obligated to build community life. And community life consists of business, educational institutions, cultural institutions, all the needs. You just get a telephone book and look at a telephone book and everything that's in that telephone book, that's what you're supposed to have in your community. Religion is just a reminder. When we say religion, all we're doing with religion is reminding us of our duty and obligation. That's why we come together on a Friday to obligate ourselves to realize that on Friday, God is saying to that your responsibility is on earth to develop community life. And then God tells us when you leave that, diversify yourself. And Imam Muhammad explained that diversity, go out seeking the boundaries of God, means that I want everybody being fried chicken. Huh? Somebody open up a steakhouse. Somebody want fish. Be a diversified business community. That's what we business people should do. That's what we're going to do at the New Africa Family Day on Sunday, July the 8th. We're going to sit down. We're going to have fried chicken. Oh, we ain't going to have. We love Indian food. We love other people's food. We're going to have some fried chicken, watermelon, cake, and we will sit down and enjoy each other's company, but not just out of company, because what God says to us in his holy book, he says, and he gives us the criteria for the believers. They're not wasting time. They're not engaged in idle talk. Humble themselves in prayer. What it means they humble themselves in prayer? They're humble to accept the will of God. And what we do, we want the will of God to be established on the earth. And part of the will of God on the earth is to have business and cultural life. So we're going to sit back, we're going to talk, and we're going to discuss how to develop business life. We're going to discuss the fact that we should have schools for our children. That's right. They're closing schools up. We should be opening them up. In fact, we need our schools like the Palestinians do. They have schools open 24 hours a day. And they are one of the most educated, well, they're probably the most oppressed people outside of us. But yet at the same time, they are the most educated people. Education to be a first and foremost priority. And I definitely will be at July the 8th. And I want to talk to those of you who got some money, and those of you who got some real serious business. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about owning vocational schools, not waiting for somebody to give us a grant. Let's make a profit doing them that these other companies are doing. The Washington Post, 60% of its income comes from its vocational and colleges. Huh? You see the University of Phoenix, I didn't mean to give them an ad. I hope in 5 years from now we have the University of Newark. We'll give them a competition. That's right. Let's think about competing. That's why we get so downhearted when the election. Man, oh, the president will lose. I hope the president don't lose. Wouldn't matter whether the president loses or wins if you got strength. And you could put I don't think they should put all that money in politics. Well, that's the facts. Get some money so you can put it in politics and make the determination of the candidates you want. Fact, you'd be able to, many of the things you wouldn't have to, the president would have to support on his platform if we were a business community. They would come to us and say, what do you think of these ideas? Now, I'm not going to get in any trouble, so I'm not singling any group out. But I'm just telling you, that's why we need business life. That's why we're developing New Africa, because we want the people from Ghana, the key people from the Wolof, the Bamaras, the Wolofs, the Ashantis, the Mandinkas, all going to be here. And they won't be coming as Wolofs. They won't be coming as Bamaras. They will be the new Africans. You know, they said that we have 41 different tribes in us, but they're all going to be at Weekway Park, Meeker Avenue entrance, Sunday, July the 8th, from 9 a.m. until. Wow! What a chance. All the tribes will celebrate together. We usually have 7,000 to 8,000 people there. And this will be along with Men Against Domestic Violence, the Council of Imams, Unity Brand, Halal Products. This is not a Muslim affair. Just come with a goodwill. But we want to see the gathering of the tribes of all our people. And this is a prelude to one of the biggest we hope to have in 2013. We intend to 2013, it'll be during Juneteenth. We want the drums to come out. We want to celebrate victory in America. And that we're never going to allow anybody or anything to occupy our mind or spirit besides Almighty God. That's the only one we're going to serve. We used to sing a song, African-American Christian song, said, I promised the Lord that I would serve him until I die. So we're not going to give up our servitude to anybody but Almighty God. So remember, July the 8th, 9 a.m. until at Weekway Park, Meeker Avenue entrance, please be there. Also, Father, Son, men and boys, invite you to you and your families to join us for our annual Father's Day breakfast at the Warwick Cultural Research and Development Center, 6270 Howard Street in Irvington, New Jersey, headed by the Mayor Wayne Smith, Sunday, June the 17th, Father's Day, 2012, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Topic, the importance of family life in our community life. And the guest speaker will be Imam Alfred Muhammad, myself. The tickets are $25, children $10. Proceeds go towards sponsoring our annual New Africa Family Day outing. For more information, please call Adib Shaker, which is one of our business people, and he's a sponsor of Religion Means Alive, Master Builders, 973-420-4172. Or visit them on the World Wide Web at Father, Son, Men and Boys Organization.org. These are things that we're doing, dear people. We're also holding a demonstration for property rights and responsibility at 52 St. Paul Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. See, I'm not one of these guys who just sit around and talk. And I'm not just going to stand up to when Zimmerman shoots one of us. I'm also going to stand up to Ray Wright, Brother Shabazz, or whatever his name might be, when he doesn't respect our rights and our responsibility. We're not intimidated by people. We will gain the respect of the world when we call for respect of ourselves by ourselves. People think we're a bunch of phonies. I've heard this and I've read this. People have actually told me this. They say, how can you all demand respect from the police when you refuse to police your own neighborhoods? We allow people to throw trash. We allow people to come in our neighborhoods and harass our elderly. We allow people to come in the neighborhood. There's a guy I saw him on TV knocking an old person down. I wish I had a baseball bat. I'd slammed it upside his head and gone to jail. You know, this is what men do. This is what will make our women feel more secure. This is what your women have to tell your son. Join men organizations so you can be responsible for your life. And you will never be comfortable. You will never be happy. You will never be satisfied until you are part of a community making changes for you. Yes. So we are standing with this family that has been harassed, that even law enforcement has not been able to put pressure on. This demonstration, we're not going to burden you on the air with this because this is a local concern, but we want to go to Chicago the same way. Other cities, march against violence against each other. Not no black-on-black crime. Crime, period. No, African Americans have been a people always been against violence. They say God has no respect to the people. In fact, African Americans have another saying that I love. That God don't love ugly and ain't crazy about beauty. I don't know where they added that other one. But in other words, we have to be against wrong for all. We worked for, fought for, prayed for, and achieved one law. So we're against murderers, vagrants, property destroyers. By one ethnic group, then we have to be for it against all ethnic groups. There's one law for all people. And God tells us to stand, be a people, to stand for justice, even if it be against your own self or your close to kin, your family. There's a strong word that's used in Arabic, to stand, two words. Another same word that we use when we start out being a Muslim. It's the same word. Witnessing, qadimun means to stand, be a stand. Stand with firmness. It doesn't just mean to stand. Not just witness, but be able to stand up. When we stand up in these neighborhoods, and it's amazing that the African-American criminals and vagrants, they could be two blocks away from a rich Caucasian suburb. Two blocks away. And you hear them cursing, raising hell, and as soon as they get near that neighborhood, they sober up and get straight. Other words, they see they're going to the big house. And the big house, they ain't going to tolerate. They're going to get that buggy whip them. Well, that's stealing our psyche. So I can go in the slave quarter and just cut the food, do anything I want. Well, let me tell you something. We're no longer slaves. We're not going to allow you to come in our quarter to do what you want to do. We're going to stop you. We're going to bring you back to your natural self that God has created. As one of the lessons said, why does the devil settle on the best part of the planet Earth? Because the original man is God and owner. He kept the best part reserved for himself ever since he made it. Meaning the original nature. We'll preserve that. That's the nature that was preserved in Dr. Martin Luther King, that was preserved in Frederick Douglass, preserved in Imam W.D. Muhammad. That nature is not corrupted by criminality. That nature is not corrupted by revenge. That nature is not corrupted by neglect of property. That nature is not corrupted by neglect of self. That nature is intact. And that's the nature that we're going to hold up and ask you to support us Saturday at 3 o'clock at 82 St. Paul Avenue. For those of you in the city, you all can come in. And we're going to have a rally. We're not being against anybody. We're standing for our citizen responsibility.
Thank you, Brother Imam Abdul Rafiq Muhammad Ministries. For those who tuned in late, you've missed so much, but we have so far to go. You are listening to Religion Means Alive, a term coined by Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad for us to remake the world. And we know that we cannot remake the world until we first remake the self. Much of this wisdom that he's getting from is coming from, you know what, our wonderful news organ, The Muslim Journal. See the full picture. Fill the void. Subscribe to The Muslim Journal. How do we do that? Inside the U.S. of A., we have 6-month subscription, 26 issues, $43. 1-year subscription, 52 issues, $70. 2-year subscription, 104 issues, $135. We also foreign outside the U.S. of A., out of continental U.S. of A. How do we do that? 6-month subscription, 26 issues, $50. 1-year subscription, 52 issues, $95. 2-year subscription, 104 issues, $165. Make checks payable to Muslim Journal Circulation Department, P.O. Box 19263, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. Let us repeat that. P.O. Box 19263, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. Or you may call. Yes, you may call. Area code 773-966-7645. Or fax. Yes, use that high-tech equipment. We can fax them. Area code 773-966-7681. See the full picture, fill the void through Muslim Journal. So, beloved brothers and sisters, for those who tuned in late, we're glad that you tune in. Every Sunday from 3 to 5, Religion Means Alive. You may meet Imam Alfred at Post Office Box 56-10113, Chelsea Station, New York, New York. Let's repeat that. Post Office Box 56-10113, Chelsea Station, New York, New York. We are not NPR yet, National Public Radio, so we depend on you to assist us by sending something, regardless of how small it may be. Everybody is putting on the bag today. Why? Because independent radio needs independent customers. It's just like your favorite food. You don't mind paying money for it, then you shouldn't mind paying money for this. As I said last week, when I was growing up, we'd take our bicycle to the gas station, put air in it, it was free. Nowadays, you got to pay for air. So somebody sit back shrewd and say, look, we can get these people to pay for air. So if you have to pay for air to put it in your tire, you know you must pay for air for radio time. So, beloved brothers and sisters, with that, I'm going to bring forth to us one more time our beloved leader, Imam Muhammad of Alpha Muhammad Ministries.
Thank you. You know, I've stated on this broadcast before that I've been a part of 3 movements that made seismic to tsunami changes in America and on the globe. And one of those movements was the Civil Rights Movement led by Dr. Martin Luther King. Saw the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. Yes. No more segregation in America. No more second-class citizenship. We earned that. We worked that. We fought off slave masters, achieved the victory. And I think that a lot of times our people just don't know that they have gotten that victory. Second movement, the lost foundation of Islam in the West, was successful. Again, it threw off the shackles of blackness on the surface. It no longer was a sin. Gave the theological justification for us being human beings. And the third movement that we have seen witness in America, that we have come to see ourselves as full human beings on the global stage. In fact, not only see ourselves as human beings, but see ourselves as leaders. We don't look for anybody for the leaders Islamically, as African Americans, an independent mind and spirit, free thinkers. We have arrived at that point in history. So we have three major victories. These victories are very important for us to celebrate, to appreciate, and to move forward. Now we need a victory of establishing our lives. Establishing our lives. We have to establish our lives in America. Right? That means we have to have material life in America. We must have a cultural life in America. We must have a total life in America. And the only way we can have that total life in America is come together. Stop standing in your little corners complaining, moaning, and saying things to yourself. Come together. Come to the public square and let's solve our problems. So we're looking forward to working here during the summer months to building the African-American summer. That's the term that we need. Thank you. And now we entertain questions.
Yes, radio listening audience, it's your time now. Let's give some ground rules to this. For those who are listening already, if you want to talk to the imam, or you want to make a small statement, you have to hang up, call back, and press 1, and in that way you can speak to the imam. Let me repeat that. The board is lit up, but that's because you're listening to the program. But if you want to speak, you have to hang up, call back, and press 1, and you can speak to the imam. So we open up the phones now. The first one is area code 901. 901. Want to speak to the imam? You're in the air. 901.
I'm on the line, but I didn't call back in.
That's perfectly all right. You're on now. I can hear you, so you can go ahead and ask your question or make a statement. Okay? Here we go, 901. We'll speak to the imam.
Yeah, I like everything he said.
Okay.
I really like what he said about Father's Day, and it just hurts. You know, I grew up with a father and a mother, and I had a father and a mother in the home for my children, but it hurts when you see the young boys who, maybe girls hold it in, but boys, they just really seem to hurt so bad when they don't have a father, and I wish we could maybe, and if not this year, maybe start thinking about bringing in some of the young boys who don't have anybody and telling them, this is your day, too. We're thinking about you on Father's Day. So that was just a little thought in my head.
Okay, we appreciate it. We have a little comment for that. We like what you said, and we have an individual here who represents exactly what you're talking about. His brother's name is Brother Adib Shaka. He's one of the wonderful audience called Father, Son, Men, and Boys. Perhaps you can say something to in appreciation of what you just said.
Hello, miss. Hello.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. How are you?
Very well.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, well, I understand what you are saying in reference to having a father in the home because, you know, I started an organization going back about better than 16 years ago now. and the name of this organization is called Father Son Men Boys Association. And that organization was started out of the need that I saw that occurred in my own personal life with myself and my son. You know, my son, his mother and I, we broke up when he was a baby. And even though we had maintained contact with each other, it really hurt his growth and development as a man, a young man, and being that I wasn't there for him on a daily basis. And he has brought that to my attention many a times. And now, right now, he's living with me at this point in time. And I can see the lack of development that he's had. He's not been able to acquire by me not being there with him as a young boy growing up with only a mother there and a stepfather from time to time. He mentioned that to me many a times over and over, how he felt by not having me there with him when he needed me at night, when he needed someone to talk to. It was okay for me to come visit occasionally, but what a child needs is a father there all the time, like you said in your opening statement, that you had a father with you in your life all the time, and your children had a father in their life all the time. But we have an organization called the Father, Son, Men, Boys Association, and we're developing that organization to work especially with African-American boys, not only African-American boys, but our focus is mainly on African-American boys because we have been hurt more than any other ethnic group of people in society. But all people are welcome to this organization to come become a part of it and to come out. We have different activities from time to time. We take boys fishing. We take them hiking. We take them out into the farms, the orchard, to teach them how the food is grown and not bought off the shelf in the store. And there's many different things we teach the boys. And we are looking to develop ourselves a trade, a skill training program to teach our boys different trades and skills and stuff of that nature. But I don't want to take up too much time because this is not my show. This is Imam Alpha's show. I have a number that you can give boys that may not have a father that they can contact me. My number is 973-420-4172. And you can reach me there at that number at any time. That's my cell phone number. So I appreciate that, and we will do all that we can to help any young boy that need our assistance and mentoring. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey. Thank you,
okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you for your question, and we appreciate Brother Adib Shakur with his response to you. Okay. Next question. Area code 973. We have a question for the Imam. Area code 973. You're in the air.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Good summer, brother. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. This is Brother Bilal from Paterson, New Jersey. How are you today?
Very good, sir. You're on the other line. You fool me.
Yes. No, I enjoyed. Are we there?
Yes, sir. No, you're on. There we go.
Okay. I enjoyed your presentation. I'm standing outside in front of the library right across the street from the old temple number 76 in Paterson. And I decided to step out here outside of the library right now just to just comment briefly. When you talked about the African-American, this unnatural spirit that we have regarding our relationship to the material world. And I can testify to it, Imam Alfred, that when we begin to speak to the soul of the human being, the original nature responds. You know, I moved in a ward here in the city of Paterson, which is known as one of the most damned wards in the city of Paterson, which is the fourth ward. And I moved in a building that was depressed. Drug activity, drug dealers living in the building, crack smoking every day. when I moved in that building back in October of this year, we went straight to work. And it tells you that when your mind is alert and your spirit is in the right order, that you can speak to people's soul and you can begin to make changes. I can take you to that building now, and you can see a very miracle before your very eyes. How was it done? Very simple formula, you know. We got to speak to the original nature of the people, and that's what we did. We have to recognize that we have a direct relationship with the material world, that we're not separate from it, that if you can walk past garbage and debris all in your hallway, clothes laying around in your house, then something has happened to your soul. So I began to speak to the soul of the sister smoking crack. I began to speak to the soul of the brother smoking crack and the brothers out there selling dope in the community. Begin to speak to their soul. And as we're speaking to their soul, we're seeing some transformation because now that community within the block area where I'm at, more people are involved. So there's no doubt about it. As I said last week, the light is on. All we have to do is just take the light. Take the light to the people. It is on. And go to work. And we're going to work out here in the city of Patterson. We pray a lot that we'll be able to bring all of our forces here in the city of Patterson that are under the leadership of Imam Walter Dean Muhammad, as well as other right-minded people, here in the city of Patterson, to bring about a change and a difference for a better life for the African-American community. I did want to say briefly and that next week we will be having our moral walk. We have invited Imam Alfred Muhammad to be one of our speakers in front of City Hall. There's a part one and part two of this particular program. We're asking, you know, Brother Mubashir Ukhta sent me a message and asked me how is it that the imams that are in the Association of Imam Walter Dean Muhammad can support. They can support by being present. Their presence means a whole lot. Oftentimes when we do things out here in the city of Patterson, the Christian community comes out and grows. And although we have Muslims that are here in the city, they're absent, and they think that we don't care. You know, I remember Imam Muhammad saying there was a deliberate reason why he named his organization the Mosque Cares, to send a message to the public that we do care. We care about life and how life is going. We care about community life and family life. We care. So we are requesting from the Power Coalition, myself being the public relations department chairperson, are requesting that they come and join us in this moral walk. And as we say all the time, that even if no one has anything to say, your presence makes a tremendous statement. So I did want to say that we extended the invitation to this moral walk / public forum, which will take place at 5 p.m. From 12 to 3, we'll have the moral walk and presentations from various people coming from around the country. And from 5 to 8, we'll be in the city council chambers where we'll be dealing with the whole question of public safety, community control, and mass incarceration in our community. And that will be streamed live. To find out more information, they can contact us at 973-653-1756. And that's all I really have to say today. We encourage people to continue tuning in to this here program. It is a wonderful, insightful program.
Okay, you're going to clock in, and I will mute the...
Thank you, Brother Bilal.
Thank you so much.
Next, area code 212. Area code 212. You're in the area. You have a question for the imam. Mm-hmm. Area code 212. Do you have a question for the imam? Let me remind you that you have to hang up, call back, and press 1 on your phone, and that way you can speak to the imam or you can make a small statement. Area code 212.
I'm in area code 212, but I didn't hang up. I don't know. You're coming through. I didn't hang up the call and call back. I was
If you have something to say, go ahead. No problem. Go ahead.
No, well, I really enjoyed the Talim by Iman Afri Muhammad. I've been knowing it for a long time from the first experience. I don't know if you may remember me as Brother Charleston. Charleston X in New York City. Right.
Brother Captain Charleston, certainly I remember you. You have done remarkably well. I don't want to out your job, but, you know, you worked hard in the community, been a soldier, and as a result of Imam W.D. Muhammad went back to school, got a degree, and a retired parole officer and still a successful businessman. So I remember all the data about you, and keep up the good
work. Alhamdulillah. So I enjoy your lecture. You know, I don't get to call in every Sunday, but I try to make it as often as possible. So I'm going to try to do that, you know, in the future. So I enjoy your lecture. It's right on point.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. And tell the other brothers in New York, number 7, to listen. And not only the brothers, but sisters and non-Muslims and everybody. This is a broadcast especially for African-American people. We want to resurrect the non-Black Muhammad, and we believe in the resurrection of the dead, especially our own people. So we want the dead to rise. Thank you.
Right. Alhamdulillah. All right.
I'll fix my
way.
Just
wait.
I get it.
All right. Do you have a question for the imam? Eric, please. Okay. Eric, 570. 570, you're in the air. In the air, do you have a question for the imam? Area code 570. Okay, we're going to move right next to the next one. Area code 914. 914, do you have a question for Imam? You're in the air. Okay, with that, we're going to move back to our program. We thank for those who call, and we hope you respond to your question in a very civilized manner. For those who tune in late, your list of Religion Means Alive every Sunday from 3 to 5. Religion Means Alive. So please, let us sit back. Or lean back, but not too far, because we all must think forward, as I once again bring to you our beloved leader, Imam Afri Muhammad of Afri Muhammad Ministries.
Yes, thank you. To our callers, we're receiving calls from Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the blues. One of the homes of the blues. 901 area code. Thank you, sister, for calling us. Our people used to have a saying, so I got that low-down, dirty, stinky, rotten Memphis blues. Well, we have emerged from that Memphis blues, and we have a celebratory music that we are now celebrating. Victory is in the air. And I think these are the greatest days to be living. I think all the prophets would pray to be in this day. Even though it looks dark, we're going to push back the clouds of darkness and let it just rain prosperity, health. This is a great day. African American people, our ancestors, prayed for this day. This is a wonderful day, and I don't think some of us get the message, but we are on our way to a victory, to establishing our lives, to making our lives better for ourselves, to making it better for our people, and to make it better for all of humanity. Just got another announcement here about a youth leadership and development conference and dinner. Theme, cultivating our future leaders for today and tomorrow, Saturday, June the 9th, 2012, from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Juarez Cultural Center in Irvington, New Jersey, $35 per person. Proceeds will benefit the Community Emergency Relief Fund. Yes. Dear beloved people, I think we're going to close this broadcast out. We have more time, but we have to have other engagements that we have to attend to. And I'll now turn you back over in the hands of Brother Imam Earl to close us out.
Thank you, Brother Imam. I'm on the Vow for Muhammad Ministries. Next week, from 3 to 5, Religion Means Alive. But you can get in touch with Mr. Muhammad at Post Office Box 56. 10113 Chelsea Station, New York, New York. Brothers and sisters, it's very important that whatever you can do for us, help us.
We're not rich people. We're doing the best that we can. We are not NPR, National Public Radio, yet. We're working in a certain manner, but until that time, all these wonderful programs that you see on these radio, these blog talk radios, it costs money to be on the radio. It costs money, and we're doing the best we can because we believe we have a message that can help you. You heard the lady a few minutes ago call about our youth, and we were fortunate this afternoon to have the main man, the father of some men and boys, Mr. Shakir, to come forth and make a few comments towards what the lady was saying. That was a blessing for us because he has a wonderful organization, that, and he gave his telephone number. He gave his telephone number so people can call him and ask some questions and get some wonderful answers. So we're about community development. And how do we do that? With our youth. The youth are our tomorrows, but we have to make a strong showing for them today. They are looking, brothers and sisters. All this crime that we see in the streets, that's a call. That's a call for help. They are looking for their rite of passage. Many of us have had our rite of passage. Now we must have passed something on. Those who came in the early years of the Nation of Islam, we have the FOI, the Food of Islam. The women have the MGT, Muslim Girls Training Civilization classes. Those were actually, in a cultural and social context, they were rites of passage. Our community today are bereft of any type of rite of passage other than prison. If you made the prison system between the age of 13 and you had your right to pass it. That's not the type of pass that we want. So we want to be on this radio broadcast to impart to our community information along the way. So until next week, once again, 3 to 5, Religion Means Alive. We're looking forward to seeing you. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon us all.